Thank you for calling Rex. This call may be recorded. Para español, marque cuatro. Please choose one of the following options. If you are interested in learning more about selling your home with Rex, press 1. If you are interested in learning more about a property currently listed with Rex, or if you need to schedule a showing, press 2. If you...
Hi, thank you for calling Rex. This is Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good, Rachel. Thank you. I'm a real estate agent. My client sent me a property that you guys have listed, and I wanted to know how we go about showing it. And the next question is, do you offer a commission to the selling side?
Okay, perfect. Can you give me the address of the home?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 1222 Via Santa Marta in Sylmar.
Yes, I am seeing this. Just to confirm, it is a 4-bed, 3.5-bath, 2,564 square feet, and the listing price is $730,000?
Correct.
Okay, great. Yes, they are still allowing in-person showing, so I can actually set up a showing if you do want to see the home. Now for your second question, we here at Rex, our sellers typically choose us because we do not list on the MLS and they aren't obligated to pay a preset buy-side commission. That doesn't mean they aren't willing to pay any commission at all. Oftentimes, we get agents like yourself, and whatever sales commission is agreed upon in the sales contract is what we'll pay you at closing.
Well, how about this? I'd love to find out if they'd be willing to pay 2.5%. Otherwise, I won't schedule a showing. I don't want to play games. I work too hard for my money, and I'd rather just not show the property.
So, unfortunately, we don't have a preset buy-side commission. That's why the seller chooses us. It would depend on a lot of factors, so there's no way to guarantee I could get you that 2.5% until you put it in the offer. So we suggest if your client showed interest in the property, go see the home and see if they're even interested. And if they are, then you just put an offer on our website, which is non-binding.
Yeah. No, I'm just not. I'm going to choose not to show them this property. I don't know. I don't work like that. I need to know what I'm working for. They sent me 15 properties. I will just show the 14 that they sent me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know it's not your fault, not anything. It's just the way Rex works. I don't particularly agree with it, but hey, everybody's in business. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yes, I do understand. Let us know if things change.
And you know what sucks is, I'm just telling you, my client's writing offers. This could have been who knows, this could be the property for them. It does seem really nice, but there's too many things that I just are unknown. I don't go to work not knowing how much I'm going to make. You know, you show up to work today or tomorrow, I'm not sure how much I'm going to pay you tomorrow, but, go ahead and do the same amount of work. And then we'll see how I'll pay you depending on. It's not right, but I'm not here to change the world.
I get where you're coming from, but we always say you can have a conversation with your buyer regarding your commission since you're doing all the work for them. You can have a conversation with them regarding your commission.
But here's the problem, though. To them, you're asking $730. I need my 2.5%, and on let's say it was a full asking price, now we're at $750, let's say, or whatever, $748. Now, to them, they have to pay $748 to get this house. That doesn't make me look good either. What do you mean? Now they see it. Everybody knows that the seller, for the most part, seller pays commission. But I appreciate it. I really think you guys have a flawed business model. And to be honest, if sellers really knew that they're missing out a lot of people, I don't think you guys have a good model. And again, I'm sorry for being opinionated. I'm not going to be showing this property. So thank you so much. And I know I'm taking it out on you. I hopefully I wasn't too mean or anything, because I'm not like that.
No,
But
I get
but,
it. Everybody has their own opinion. I mean, I came to work for X because I believe in their model. I mean, I think most millennials nowadays do their own research anyways. So that's kind of how I
believe
in it.
Yeah, but you know what? But we negotiate, though. So you're saying we're obsolete?
No, I do, but you would negotiate your commission because our sellers choose us because they choose us for that reason. And
well, no,
I
but
your
but sellers choose you. No, I know, but sellers choose you because you sell them that you can save money on commission. Well, here I am now asking for the commission. So what did we just do?
Rex agents as well that can show them the home.
Yeah.
So that's why, obviously, in an ideal, we do a lot of outside agents.
I'm sure you do.
We'd love to have you show our home.
No, I'm sure you do.
At the same time, we have agents too.
Yeah. No, but your seller is expecting to pay commission on 730, which is your commission, which I don't know if you guys charge 2.5% what you charge, but now I'm asking them to pay another 18,000. Why did I go to Rex? So anyways, thank you so much. I've taken way too much of your time. I don't blame you. Look, I'm sure it's a good company, takes good care of you. I don't like the model and I will not be showing this property. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that is a shame, but you know,
bye-bye.
Have a good one.